Alan.
Hi, Greg.
Alan, you played East Fife on Saturday. A good 3-1 win for yourself?
3-2. It was hitting hard. A good result. Obviously, we made life difficult for ourselves. We gave away two sloppy goals, which it's not like us, to be honest with you, because we've defended really well this year, and I think we've only conceded 16 goals in the league, so we can't afford to lose goals like that, simple as that.
No, I think it must have been a frustrating game for both managers, because I've seen in the paper both you and the East Fife manager was blaming their defence.
No, I don't really blame the defence. The defence has done brilliant this year. Mm-hmm. It just shows you the belief in the boys as well, that as soon as we lost the goal, the way they were reacting to losing the goal, we just went straight up the park and scored two. So that's the belief we've got in the squad, and hopefully that'll continue for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a result that you didn't actually expect, because it's normally a close game with not many, very, very many goals in them when you play East Fife.
No, I always make it difficult for it. But we dominated the game, and it'd have been a travesty if we never win the game, to be honest with you. It's always good when you score three goals as well.
Mm-hmm. You signed Michael Payton last Thursday. What's your thinking behind that move?
No, it just gives us more competition for places. He's a good player. He can play anywhere, midfield or up front. So it just adds a wee bit more strength to the squad, and I'm sure he'll do well.
Mm-hmm. And it's only signed a contract until the end of the season. What's the positives for the club in signing such a sort of contract with him?
At the end of the day, it's up to him to come in and do well, mm-hmm. Whether it's here or somewhere else next season, it's up to him. So we've given him an opportunity to come in and hopefully impress, and we'll just take it for the other way.
Yeah. I noticed when you played East Fife on Saturday, Derek Lyle wasn't playing. Has he got an injury?
Yeah, he picked up an injury the week before, but he should be back for this weekend. So he's done great. He's been scoring a lot of goals lately, so it'll be good to have him back.
And it was also good to see Willie Gibson back playing again.
Yeah, good to see Willie back. Obviously, he was at a low, so it took me a while to get to match speed, but he's working hard to get fit, so hopefully over the coming weeks we can get a bit more game time and get him fit.
Yeah. Well, what's the situation with everybody else? Are they all fitting well?
Yep, other than that, everybody should be hopefully fit for selection at the weekend. We know it's going to be a tough game. They've brought in four new players lately. Mm-hmm. Keeper, two centre-halves and a striker. So, they're a much changed team that they're playing in.
Yeah, I did know them. You're obviously playing Ayr on Saturday. And, I've had a look at the table. They're fighting to get into the playoffs and to stay away from the relegation. So, they'll be up for this game.
Yeah, and they've brought in good players as well. They've brought in first division players. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Cannon up front, Chris Smith and Neil McGregor. So, they've all played at a higher level, so they're good players that have added to the squad.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, whenever teams come to play at Palmerston, they're up for the game, but they make it difficult for you. What's your plans to get past? They're probably going to play defensively. So what's your plans to combat that?
I don't know. I've seen them the last few weeks, and I've managed to, obviously, they've played a couple of midweek games, and I've seen them. Mm-hmm. And they've just played 4-4-2, so hopefully come and have a go and make a game of it.
Hopefully. Well, Alan, thanks for joining us, and I'll wish you good luck for Saturday.
All right, thanks, Greg.
Cheers, Alan.
Cheers.
Thanks.